Hello, Henry and Brian here to talk now about the recognizing ministers with existing credentials. And, you know, it all starts with, as we see, how in the book of Acts, just more types of ministers and ministry was launched in the book of Acts. So let's look at that, and it's pretty exciting. Now, this here is from Acts 6, and it's when the apostles were busy doing the ministry of the word, and then the ministry to the Greek and Hebrew widows was not being taken care of, right?
Yeah, they had a lot of growth in the early church, right? Tremendous growth right at Pentecost, and trying to fellowship together. They ate together, and they took care of one another.
You know, it's interesting, too, that word deacon or deacons came out of here, and that word is diakonos, which means minister. So the ministers were born meeting needs very specific, and this was, and again, a new type of ministry from not only apostle or disciple.
Yeah.
It's now the ministers are born.
A new category of minister.
So let's look at that once. Acts 6 verse 5 says, the proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Procurus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So this is a commissioning of ministers.
It is.
Look at that credentials. They prayed and laid their hands on them. Now, these men here are, credential-wise, they were with Jesus. I do know, studying some of them in church history, some of them could have been from the 70 that Jesus sent forward. So they were with Jesus, usually, in this case. Yeah. They were trained. They were also then, you know, commissioned, ordained, and so in a sense, this was the homegrown group, right?
Yes, 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 they were, and they were used by the Lord to do much more than just take care of that task of distributing food to the.
Oh, okay, that's right. Their credentials, like look at Stephen, right?
Yes, Stephen and Philip, we have accounts in the book of Acts about their ministry that was clearly beyond the scope of just taking care of feeding widows.
But this is the homegrown group.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to apply this to Christian Leaders Alliance. At Christian Leaders Alliance now, we have thousands of homegrown ministers that have taken ministry training, that have got recommendations, that have now been mobilized in a whole variety of roles. And
yes,
these roles are officiant, commended minister, licensed minister, ordained minister, and coaching ministers. So we have this whole group that has been established. And like we mentioned in the last welcome video, when we first started, all we had were really ministers of the word transferring from other organizations. Then we circled over to homegrown minister roles.
Yeah, yeah. The Lord gave us a vision for equipping people who had little or no opportunity to receive ministry training.
A very grassroots style.
Much so, yeah.
And now hundreds of hours of credits we offer in training and a whole program for grassroots. Now, it's been interesting, before we move on to the next slide, many of those we reached have tried to say, can my pastor, who doesn't really have an organization, he has a bachelor degree or he has a master's degree, can he come into the alliance? And so far we've always said, well, he's got to just do all the studies that everybody else has done. It has to become homegrown,
yeah,
even though he's already, or she is already out there serving. Mm-hmm. So what this is now saying, okay, how do we now include others that have ministry credentials and include them in. And it's, to me, this next piece of the book of Acts is fascinating, that the same thing happened in the early church. This is interesting to me.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Acts 6, verse 7 says, "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith."
A large number of priests.
Yeah.
These were people not in the network, that even potentially were not with Jesus, not in the homegrown network.
Yeah.
And it's here at the time of starting out in the new types of ministers, the deacons or ministers, that the that this, and this is a fascinating piece. So the word of God spread. So what does that mean to you?
You know, in 2 Thessalonians 3:1, it says, "Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you."
Okay. So the Holy Spirit, His Word, the message of forgiveness and resurrection and new life and new hope, and it just really, ministry has launched.
Yeah, and this is, you know, what we're, what the Lord is doing through Christian Leaders Alliance is He's equipping and bringing together a group of men and women who love Him, who are on fire in their relationship with Him, and that they are praying for revival in the earth. And we that message is spreading, and the opportunities are in the world right now to serve the Lord are so amazing and expanding, and we just want to invite and make a path, really. What we're doing in this class is just making a path for others who aren't homegrown to jump in. And,
it's interesting, even that next piece, 6 verse 7b, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. So what we notice is God is at work. He is raising up leaders. We've talked about our homegrown leaders and those. And at Christian Leaders Alliance, we are seeing new leaders being mobilized every day. You know, so we see this, that called Christians with a reproducible walk, they receive ministry training, they have ministry credentials, and we're going to introduce a soul center. You have probably never heard of that. That's going to be something we're going to talk about a little in this class as well. But we see God is at work. His word is spreading, and He is raising up called Christians with a reproducible walk, access to ministry training, minister credentials. But then that next piece is so interesting, a large number of priests. So what do you think about that?
Well, it's who we're speaking to, you know.
Yes,
we're speaking to you and others like you who are credentialed, serving the Lord, or maybe you're on the sidelines, but you have your credential, and you're looking for an opportunity to serve the Lord, and the Lord's calling you, stirring you to align yourself and maybe your ministry, your church, with a movement that is that the Lord is using.
Right.
And the Lord is doing great things through. So we want to leverage existing ministers.
Such as yourself.
And allow them to receive official recognition of your existing ministry credentials, not have to become homegrown here.
Right, yeah.
But and receive membership status with the Christian Leaders Alliance.
You know, this is such an exciting time.
It really is for us,
You know, on that foundation of homegrown ministers, and then to have your experience of an existing minister, and in fact, the fact is like the faculty at Christian Leaders Institute is basically those Jewish priests. You know, it's people who are credentialed, and because of accreditation and all those issues, we make sure these classes are done with people with master's degrees and all of that. And yet we had no official way of recognizing many of these faculty members who are not even in the Alliance at this point, because we've had no official way. Now, we've had Steve Elzinga and myself, and we were sort of abnormally born you know, sort of speak abnormally. I'm thinking the Apostle Paul here. You know, we sort of got in here by fiat, or, you know, because we started this network. And then you yourself went through the whole entire, the grassroots thing. So it is fascinating how now this is an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
A couple more details just to whet your appetite here before we conclude this presentation. The dual recognition's acceptable.
Yeah, that means that they don't have to lay down their other credentials in order to pick up ours. Right,
right. Yeah. We actually have a word called ecuministry, meaning, you know, we love the dual opportunities, and we don't have to lay anything down. We can just kind of both hand.
Yeah.
And then covered by an international minister's commission and registered 501c3 religious nonprofit out of Florida. Explain what that
is.
Yeah,
so we are a global ministry. The Alliance is a global membership. And so we have an international minister's commission. These are leaders that most, I think, on that commission are homegrown.
Yep,
Alliance
for, like,
members, except for members like President Reinga, but these are Christian leaders from around the world who oversee the operations of the Alliance. And when we introduce new programs or encourage new areas of ministry, we run those through the commission and get their feedback from a global perspective,
right,
not just a United States perspective.
Right.
And so
now we have to officially have a United States signing board and all that.
Absolutely. And that's the 501c3 nonprofit status. We are a United States ministry. We're registered in the state of Florida. We are a 501c3. And everything on that formal corporate side is structured here in the United States. But on our operations side, our International Ministers Commission is kind of our advisory leadership group.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And that's how we're structured.
And ordaining ministers since 2003, and we bring that in that's just to talk about that full circle. So we actually started with just a few ordained ministers that were received into the organization way back then. Then we went to the grassroots option 214. We formally started credentialing homegrown ministers, and now here in 2022, really 20 years later, roughly, here we are coming back to full circle so that you can also consider being part of the Christian Leaders Alliance. So in the next presentation, we're going to talk about details of the program, but we are so grateful that you're here watching this and checking us out to see if the Lord is asking you and calling you to join the Christian Leaders Alliance.